USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's been a relatively quiet weekend so far in most American cities and towns as coronavirus concerns have people practicing both mandated and voluntary social distancing measures to help stop the spread of the illness. They include limiting large groups of people from gathering, closing buildings, and canceling events. And these measures will likely be in place for several weeks both here and abroad. One example, Easter services at the Vatican next month will now be held without the faithful in attendance because of the virus. The services with Pope Francis usually draw tens of thousands to the Vatican between Holy Thursday and Easter Sunday. In New York City, Mayor Bill de Blasio is comparing the need for public cooperation with the coronavirus response to life during wartime.
This is a wartime dynamic. We have to think about helping each other in different ways. And it will take the people to solve this crisis, not just the government. So we have to look out for each other.
USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
More now on coronavirus. At least 3,000 cases have been confirmed in the U.S. West Virginia is the only state that has not seen a confirmed case of it. President Trump yesterday announcing that the U.S. will broaden its European travel ban, adding Britain and Ireland to its list, and it's considering imposing restrictions on travel within the U.S. to areas hit hard by the virus's spread. As the weekend began, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced an agreement had been reached with the Trump administration on a coronavirus relief package. However, it has an uncertain future in the Senate.
The bill guarantees free coronavirus testing, paid emergency leave, enhances employment insurance, strengthens food security initiatives, and increases federal Medicaid funding to states.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King. Some members of the Senate have been critical of the bill. Some Republicans say it goes too far and it's too expensive. Some Democrats say it doesn't go far enough. This is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
Two American service members have suffered serious injuries in a rocket attack in Iraq, according to the Pentagon. Pentagon officials say the two are being treated now at a military hospital in Baghdad. Iraqi security having made one arrest, the U.S. said to be assisting in the investigation. It is the second attack in less than a week at the camp north of the Iraqi capital. The United States' largest labor union endorsing Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. The National Education Association announcing it's endorsing Biden in his efforts to secure the Democratic nomination ahead of November's general election. The union boasts 3 million members and is likely to boost Biden's path towards securing the party's nomination. The former vice president with a sizable lead now in delegates ahead of Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. A big name is making Microsoft's board of directors a little bit smaller now. Yeah, Microsoft's board of directors has announced co-founder of the tech giant Bill Gates has stepped down from the board to focus more on his philanthropic efforts. You can find us online during this busy and very challenging time for America and the world in the face of the coronavirus. Check us out at usaradio.com. Again, that's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.